Brand new music from Burna Boy, Cheat On Me, featuring Dave. It's 8:14 right now.
What?
Thank you so much for choosing
Cheated
us.
Cheated on him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's giving Stefflon Don.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, he never really got, you know, recovered from that situation.
I know. You know, no, shame.
That's shame.
I mean, but also, have you seen her?
I'm
just like saying it'll be hard to recover from, you know, losing a woman like Stefflon Don. Anyway, time is exactly 30 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Thank you so much for choosing us. Now,
man,
we did promise you a conversation with the representative from the MCK group recruitment that has been in the country for some time now, just to bring about clarity in terms of what is it that you need to do to get a safe and legal passage to greener pastures on the other side, isn't it?
And hopefully when you come back home to visit, you also just be looking fresh like Mildred over here.
Exactly. Because, I mean, my goodness, Mildred, your skin.
It looks amazing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm okay. Absolutely fine. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I was actually curious, and I asked this to everyone who actually comes from, obviously, the diaspora back home. When was the last time that you were in Namibia?
This is going to sound really weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been here since 2006.
Oh, wow.
Well, basically 16 years. Yeah, yeah.
Six.
Damn.
That's I mean, not amazing. It's just, I mean, which explains her skin.
Yeah, right?
No.
it's either the sun is different that side or the water is different, something. But what did you miss the most about home?
I don't.
Because you've only been here since last week, Wednesday, right?
I haven't really had any time to really indulge.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, okay.
It's been so busy. It is weird, but it's extremely developed. I'm literally scared of getting lost. Like,
yeah, no, a lot has really changed.
Yeah.
I mean, since 2006, then, a lot has changed.
But then
when
you go into the Kasi, when you go to Tura and them, unfortunately, it's still the same. I won't get lost there because it still looks the same. It's been a bit slow on that end, But then on this side.
Yeah, CBD.
I live in Cedarhof. So it's strange. It's the Grove Malls. It's the Maru Malls. It's the places. It's like, where do I start eating?
I hear you.
Well, Mildred, it's good to have you here. It's good to have you, just to spread the message. Let's talk about that message, the MCK group that is spreading. The recruitment process, walk us through this. What is it that we need to know, especially that passage to the UK?
Okay, let's first start with why MCK has been, you know, why there is an MCK. Okay?
Yeah.
First of all, I lived about 18 years in Germany.
Okay.
Then I think in 2017, November, I went over to the UK when the Brexit decision was made.
Yes. Oh, that was dramatic.
And because, you know, I've got like one British child and then I've got two German children. And then I was like, this is going to be very tricky for us if we're going to move between these two countries, right?
Yeah.
So I moved over to before Brexit, or when Brexit was decided, 2017. And then I had this marvelous idea of the visa, the working visas. So prior to this, all European countries, their people never needed any visas, or
never needed.
But now with Brexit, everybody's going to need visas. So how's about grounding this opportunity for my people and grounding this company and showing them a legal way with pride of how to come across? You know, basically motivating legal migration. So that's how it came about.
Okay. And not necessarily asylum and you know, and all these other factors.
Why did you have to do that?
Yeah.
You know, I've lived so long and it's been painful to look at somebody that has got a PhD that comes and works at McDonald's at the end of the day. So why can't you come with your PhD if I can give you that opportunity? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then also to clear up this whole passage of people paying thousands and thousands of dollars to just get a visa.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, so what does MCK bring to the table?
That's what I'm curious about, actually, because I think, like what you're mentioning right now, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I was telling NSK a couple of weeks ago that especially with my people, like Heteros, for example, what they do, they sell all their cattle, right? They sell all their cattle to send that one child to the UK or wherever it is so that they, you know, get working and they start sending money back home and so forth, eh? So how is MCK just different from what we're used to in the market?
What we do is like, okay, you go onto the website.
Yeah.
We've got our roles advertised. Mm-hmm. However, only focusing on the health sector at the moment, yeah? Mm-hmm. So then you would just like submit your CV.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to you, okay? Our client will obviously will introduce you to our client or to MCK. You can choose who you directly want to work with, all right? Depending on the job description that you, the job you applied for.
Okay? Yeah.
And then from that point onwards, we will do the video interviews for you and with you, prep you through the whole process.
Okay.
And we'll assist you also to be like compliant to legislation laws and all of those things. So we'll be like your guardian angel through the whole process. Until you even come to the UK, I will personally pick you up at the airport, you know, and just to also integrate you and onboard you and make sure that you're going to be safe until you actually find, like, let's say 1 to 2 months.
Yeah. And you find your feet?
You find your feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the one question with, because, you know, a lot of us actually, it's come to our minds that, you know what, maybe I need to leave Namibia. Maybe I need to go to another country for greener pastures and so forth. How legitimate is MCK recruitment?
It is 200% legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
By the fact that we do not actually, you see, there's a thing that companies have called the certificate of sponsorship, which you need to apply your visa with, your working visa with.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah. So that's the thing where they charge people about 40,000 and 200,000 and whatnots. Yeah. But this thing is actually for free. When you apply for a company with a certificate of sponsorship, all right, you don't have to pay for it. The only thing you have to pay for is your visa, your flight, and your pocket money. That's it. And at the moment, there is like, finally the Home Office has gotten to this point where they've noticed that there's this big scam going on. You know? So it's just a thing of putting clarity on also educating people. Like, you don't have to pay this money. It is for free. And our people do not do Google search. No, unfortunately.
I think we rely mostly on who's there. Give me the information.
The information and on that one person.
It's more like the focus on social media more, you know, whereas you can use Google search, LinkedIn to actually get these things across and get your information, you know.
And
the information is there. It's there for free. I don't understand why it is not there. And when we are getting candidates, it's mostly South Africa and Zimbabwe. So that's why I thought, like, you know what, I haven't been home in a while. So I thought, like, you know, just like, I don't know what happened. I think I had a brain fart. So, like, you know, I'm going to Namibia. I'm going to have a recruitment event. And then I said, like, let's do it. Let me do it.
So let's talk about getting hold of you and your team, right? Perhaps a number, or perhaps if there's another event that's coming up, how do we get hold of you and your team? Are we on socials? Are we having another event?
Wait, give some time.
Yeah.
Well, basically, we've got Leonard on the marketing.
Okay.
That he's promoting it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then on the whole flyer,
There
is the email address, and it's preferable that you actually do write to me. And then there's also the website. Where you actually have to register. So what has happened is, it's been a last, you know, like everybody only really thought, I don't know what is going on, that now only people are really coming and saying like they want to do it. So I think we would have to do another event.
We'd have to do another event.
But the details are not clear yet.
All right.
Because we want to see like how's the interest
on the ground. Yeah.
The interest is big, but what times are available for them? Because we had like Friday. Friday was packed. Friday 5 o'clock session was really packed and it was really good, you know.
Yeah.
Saturday first session was packed. And I think on the second session, which was 14 hours. I don't know why I wrote 14 hours. A lot of people understood it's 4 o'clock instead of 14.
So 1400 or 2 p.m. Yeah.
So there was that big misunderstanding.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm really happy that I could bring this across and show like this is not rocket science, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
This is transparent. It's easy doing. You can go through it.
Speaking of the website, what is the website that people can actually go to? Is it... Yeah. mckconsultancy.co.uk.
Yes. Okay. That's all the
right.
one.
All right. All right. Got it.
All right. Mildred, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you and the good work that you do. Especially considering the fact that we just uncovered that this certificate of
sponsorship. Yeah.
Certificate of sponsorship.
Yeah.
Is actually free.
For free.
It's free. You don't have to.
You're going to have to get our news team on this.
And if somebody does that, charges you those thousands, you have a right to go on the website, gov.uk, and report them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This is news.
They're busy closing this down agencies for this.
For this, worldwide.
It's so unfair. People are selling their houses, doing all these things.
That's true, just to get to that side.
Yeah, yeah. You said greener pastures.
Mm.
Are there greener pastures?
No.
It's just different pastures.
I mean, it's a different pastures.
Different pastures.
A new beginning. Yeah. And
right,
cool. All right. Mildred, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And a big shout out to the team at the MCK group. All right, cheers, y'all.
Thank you.
The African proverb reads, if you want to go far, go together. And together